Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? What's going on over there?
Well, should I start from the top?
Yeah, start from the top.
Well, okay.
Give it to me.
All right, we'll start. We're going to start.
Do not sleep again. Same. I know. Why, God? Why?
Here's what I don't understand.
Let me sleep.
Here's what I don't understand.
What?
I just feel like I'm trying so hard to do all the right things, and none of them are working.
God damn it.
Okay, so here's also where I'm at. If you guys are watching this video, you understand because you're seeing me. Wow. A mess. Now let me, now give me the opportunity to explain my.
What? What? Did you just flick your bath in the water? I knew it.
Do you see that?
Yep.
Give me an opportunity to explain myself. I'm molting.
There's still hair on my band.
Okay. So here's what's going on.
Okay. We've got an extension down.
In the moment right now, here's what's going on. I just got home yesterday from, should I really just let my hair down and let people see what I look like?
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, it's not that bad. That's bad.
You people hear you say that's bad and they all immediately run to the YouTube video. Okay. Here's. Dude, no way. I want to see the back. Fuck it. I'll show you the back. Want to know why? Because if you guys are listening to this podcast and you've been listening for a long time, you deserve to see the back.
Yeah, you do. Okay. It's glorious, dude, actually. I can kind of see it when you put your head down.
Okay. Do I give you an explanation before or after?
No, after. I want to see it now.
Let me throw my chair. Dude, okay. I look from this angle. I look like I'd be a woman at like a trailer park that would just.
<You do. laughs>
I'd have a cigarette.
You kind of have like that 80s, like you've
yeah,
like ratted it.
Yeah, you've blown like the from the roots stick straight out. Well, is my name Tracy?
For sure. Turn around. Do it.
Hey, but you're
the
so
rest
bossy.
Of you looks great though. I am bossy.
Ready?
Yeah. Let's see it. Don't touch it.
I'm sorry. It's going to be good. Oh, wait. Let me at least pull my bobby pin out.
No.
That's cheating.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
All right, go.
Fuck. I'm so ugly.
No, you're not. Oh, that's not even as bad as I thought. I thought you were going to have like a really good like CBH, but it's more just like,
I feel like for the like rest really of this podcast, I feel like for the rest of this podcast, you should call me Tracy.
Okay. Tracy.
Just funny because
I feel like if we have any listeners named Tracy, they're like, hey, come on.
No, it's not a bad name. It's my dad's name, which also means it's not a bad name. It's more just like, if you guys aren't watching the video, which you don't feel like you need to, okay?
You really should. You really should.
If you're not watching it, what me and Gina are experiencing is I look like I would be, I'd have some leg warmers on. I'd probably have like, I'd be wearing
just like a
bright blue and jewelry. And I'd be dancing, chewing gum, and I'd be named Tracy, or I would be more of the trailer park version of that same person.
I feel like what it is that you,
I think
like,
right now I look more trailer park because I have no makeup on. I haven't slept in like 4 days. My voice is a little raspy.
No, I think, you know what it looks like? It's like you went to high school in the '80s, but now you are your age, but you peaked in the '80s.
Dude, I definitely peaked in the '80s. Okay, so here's what's going on.
All yeah, right? What's Everyone, going
everyone's
on,
like,
girl.
Everyone's like, hey, Brooke, you know how many times you said hear what's going on, and we're still waiting to know what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
I haven't washed my hair since Sunday.
Nice.
And now hear me out, you guys. It's not a good thing. It's Sunday, I ran a Spartan race.
You ran the Spartan and still haven't washed your hair?
I washed it after the Spartan race, had okay. to. I mean, okay. so I.
Oh, no.
You okay, have... we'll get to that. That's another part of the story. If you guys are watching, you notice that I am losing hair in the handfuls of extension hair. We're going to get there, why that's happening. I'm falling apart. I ran a Spartan race on Sunday. We did it with our naked group. I think I told you I was going to be doing a Spartan race.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Wow, was that tough?
Was it? Well, you did a 10. What was it? A 10?
It was the super.
Yeah.
I should go and get my medal and wear it while we talk about it.
Did you win?
No, but I think it's like a, you know, just like when kids play sports.
Oh, like a participation. Yeah, I got one of those. Mm-hmm. No more.
It's not good. Well, the reason my hair is coming out is because they were doing my hair for the movie.
They were just ripping into it.
Well, the edge of that. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I saw it.
Oh yeah. It's coming.
You guys, by the end of this podcast, Brooke is going to be bald. Stay tuned.
If I wash my hair, we're in trouble. Dude.
I can see the panic in your eyes. Yeah. Sorry, baby.
The edge of that weft where it's sewn in, my hair is fine. And it had kind of slipped out of that last bead, which was fine. But then when they were doing my hair for the movie, they asked if it was okay if she just trimmed the weft right there. Cause it was kind of, I was like, yeah, that's fine. But you might need to put some super glue on it because
yeah, it unravels.
It's gonna unravel. I don't think she did. So that's why I'm losing hair by the seconds. Hi, my mom just came in.
Hi, Leslie. Okay.
Oh, you have, I'm on headphones, but Gina says, hi.
Hi.
She says, hi. Okay. I did the Spartan race. Leading up to the Spartan race, I was doing, you know, pretty stressful, just trying to, there's a lot of preparation last week for the movie, you know, back and forth, COVID testing, lots of stuff, schedule changes. And I mean, it's a big project and I am on the low, I'm the lowest on the totem pole. Okay. I get it. I came in for, it was supposed to be a 2-day shoot. It's just this one character and this one scene that Zach wanted me for, and it worked out and I loved doing it even after all the stress, that I underwent for the past week and all weekend. It was really great because I got to see people that I haven't seen since we did the Justice League. And they were so excited to see me and I was so excited to see them. And they're like on the production team. So like, it was really, really cool to reconnect with old friends that otherwise I'm not just going to like run into them, you know?
Right. Right.
So that was really fun, but we did the Spartan race on Sunday and they knew I was going to be doing the Spartan race. I had never done one before. turns out it's really, it's kind of difficult to describe what a Spartan race is to other people who have never done one before or don't know what they are.
Okay.
And I was like, all right. So, you know, we are, it's kind of like a trail run and there's obstacles, but also you are going up a mountain and it takes, you know, 7.5 miles, but it took us like 4.5 hours, but there's like hundreds of people doing it. But there's actually right. thousands of people doing it, but they have it in different heats. It's like me trying to figure this out. So we get to Salt Lake. We picked up our winners. It was great. You know, every time we connect or meet people that are there, for me, it's like follow the program or been following us or with us or supporting us for so long. They're just the cool, they're like super cool people. Like rarely do we find run into somebody who either like makes us a little nervous or,
right.
you know, whatever.
Right.
So we had a great time. We did this Spartan race, no idea what to expect. And I think the part one, you guys know, I shared with you that I haven't felt very good for a while. And one thing that has been difficult for me this whole past year is like recovering from some of the most basic stuff. So I was a little bit worried that it was really going to beat me up. And it was, but I do feel like I'm very sore and tired and achy, but not nearly as bad as I expected to be.
Oh, good. So
that's good.
That's really good.
But yeah, it was about 4.5 hours. We stayed with our group. There was probably about in total, maybe like 12 or 15 of us.
Uh-huh.
And so no one really got too far away from everybody. We'd go ahead and then you'd stop and wait for people to catch up. And then we'd kind of like go through the obstacles together. And I had my GoPro and we were videoing everybody.
How fun. So you guys kind of could finish as a group.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
So it was a lot of fun and it was hard. I mean, the vertical climb, the elevation, in fact, I will tell you exactly how much we did because Sunny posted it. I mean, you couldn't really run. You know, it was like
climbing,
not with your hands, but you're okay. like marching.
Yeah.
You know, because it's long. I mean, we basically did two peaks. You're going all uphill for more than half the way. And then you turn around and come downhill. But then after you climb for that long, you know, your glutes, your hammies, you're hurting. Then to go downhill is hard on you. I mean, it's hard on your knees and your feet. Going downhill for a long time. Anyone who's like, you know, either done a Spartan race or maybe done different hikes or climbs and you go up and you summit and then you have to go down. It's not easy. It's easy to go down, but it's not easy on your body. It's right. just as taxing. So we had 28 obstacles within the whole race. And we had like three left and I was hurting. The back of my right knee was hurting on the way up after like the first, like probably 3 or 4 miles.
Uh-huh.
It was starting to hurt because it would feel better to run. Cause every time you take those big steps and you're marching and you take a big step uphill and then you step and straighten your leg, the back of my knee was kind of getting stretched out. So that tendon was like feeling like it was just being not overstretched, but it was like that achy kind of pain where it's stretched out on the back of your knee. And so it would feel better to sort of just run because you would never be taking those biggest steps.
Yeah.
So toward the end, my knee was really bothering me. Like I was kind of limping and my foot, my joints were hurting. Like my bones. So by the end, I was like, so this is a one and done for me.
Yeah. So this is it.
But there was one of the last things you had to do. The whole thing was so dusty and so dusty and so dirty. I mean, you have like hundreds of people going, you can't really like going downhill in sort of the soft dirt. People that are just flying downhill, it's kicking up all this dust and dirt and you're going behind them and it's in your eyes. It's in your mouth. Oh my God, Gina. After so much stuff we had done, and then we got to one part where you army crawl under the barbed wire.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
We did that. And then we got a little bit further and we're stopping and waiting for people to come. And one of the guys that was with us, I'm looking at him and I'm like, oh no. Like I was under the barbed wire too, like breathing. And I said, hey, do I have as much dirt in my teeth as you have in your teeth?
No.
I did. I don't know if I did. I was like drinking water and trying to like flush it out. And then the rest of the time trying to be more cautious of you know, when you're huffing and puffing, you're kind of breathing through your mouth, but me trying to remember to like close my mouth when there's dust.
It's just dirt.
So bad. Everyone had like lined teeth.
Ew.
With dirt. It was pretty gross, but let's see.
Was there any fire?
No, there was no fire, but there was water. So one of the last obstacles is like you got in this water and they had this like big inflatable thing, like a wall. You didn't go over it. You had to go under it. So yeah, they made you have to go underwater.
Oh.
At this point, my hair is disgusting, right? It's hot, sweaty, and dust. I have so much dirt in my hair.
And depending on which heat you're in,
yes,
you got to think about like how human soup that is.
Oh yeah. It was human soup. We started at 10 a.m. So we weren't the earliest, but.
Okay. Yeah. We definitely were swimming through some nasty.
Yeah. At like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, people at like 3:30, people were just starting.
Oh, man.
And it was hot, dude. Yeah, I'm like, we went at 10 a.m. and it was hot, and it was hot the whole time, but to be starting at that late in the afternoon, woof. Uh-uh. It was set. So Sunny wrote this. It was 7.7 miles. And then there was 25 obstacles throughout the whole thing. So you had like different walls you had to climb, rope climb, a lot of different obstacles. And then if you couldn't do the obstacle, they had things to replace it. It's like if you can't do double unders in the gym, you do twice the amount of single unders, right?
Okay.
For most of the, everyone was preparing. We were all preparing for burpees because I guess that's what they normally do. If you can't do an obstacle, it's like 30 burpees. We had to do that at one section, and with the burpees, we just collectively as a team, however many people couldn't do it, we collectively as a team did the burpees for everyone.
Oh, that's nice.
But a lot of them, they just had like an extra run route.
Uh-huh.
Like if you couldn't do the obstacle, then you did like extra running. I had to do that one time. But for the most part, I mean,
what was the obstacle that you couldn't do?
So they had these, it's kind of hard to explain, so bear with me.
Okay.
At each one, they try to have lots of different stations because there's so many people coming through, right?
Right.
So the guys that have done them that were with us was trying to explain this to me. So there's a wall. The one that I went on, me and a bunch of other people from my team, because of the way it was sitting on the ground, it actually was more vertical.
Oh.
Than the rest. The rest were more pitched. Ours was like between the floor and the wall, it was like a 90 degree angle. And I didn't really recognize that. And that made it even harder. So you guys, just to preface this, my shoulders are not, they're not as strong as they used to be. Ever since my cervical fusion, I have less muscle mass, which then makes my shoulder that likes to dislocate. It's weaker. Mm-hmm. And so anytime I have to reach outside away from my body, that's a weak area. And that's a weak area for anyone. Like if you're weightlifting, if I'm teaching someone how to do a power clean, right? We don't want the bar to float away from our body. Every time weight gets away from you, it's heavier, it's harder. Every time it's closer to your body, to your core, to your center, you're stronger. This is a stronger position. So I was going into this already knowing like this is gonna be a little sketchy for me because my shoulders. So they have this wall and they've got a series of holes along it where you can like grab your hand, almost like a climbing wall.
Okay.
And you have to move across it and your feet can't touch the ground and you can't put your feet on anything that could support you.
Oh.
But there's some grips like you see on a climbing wall, like the little pieces. There's some of those. There's this chain with a ball at the end of it. And there's, so it basically gives you options of like, how do you want to cross?
Okay.
Right? So the guys were saying on the holes, for me, because I wouldn't want to cross with my left arm because that's my bad one. I would want to come out with my left and then cross with my right.
Okay.
So I went on the wall that allowed me to do that. So it would depend on which way you were facing. So I got up there and I'm thinking, I'm going to go at this like the pegboard,
you know?
It's about leverage. So I'm going to put my hands in the holes. I'm going to bring my feet up in front of me and press my feet into the wall and stick my butt out. Cause it's all about leverage, creating leverage. So kind of pulling back with your hands, pushing your feet in, and you really should be able to just kind of stick to the wall. The wall is very slippery.
so that did not work.
So very quickly, I was moving across it. And after my first reach and pull, I knew, I don't think this is going to work out for me. And I was really just trying to do my best to focus so hard on trying to use my brain and my focus to also help myself stay engaged, mm-hmm. because my arm, my shoulders and stuff really didn't want to. And every time I would reach out, the holes and all of them were spread out enough that you were always kind of forced to, and cause you can't put your feet on anything. And my feet weren't sticking to the wall.
Yeah. So you're just hanging there.
It's not like you could like, hold on, grab with one hand and grab your other hand and move.
Yeah.
So every time you're kind of forced to, at some point, hold your body weight with one arm.
Oh yeah.
And it was always good. It was always in your transition.
Yeah.
So I made it as far as I could, you know, my feet were slipping. Some guys were just putting their knees up, almost like holding their feet up in the air and kind of like just moving their knees on the wall. Mm-hmm. I was stuck like that. It was very difficult and I couldn't do it. So I made it almost all the way. And then I finally just had to skip. I had to drop because my shoulders were telling me, you don't have many more of these in you.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah. Well, that was smart of you.
Yeah. So that one I didn't do, but everything else, you know, was pretty fun.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I found out Saturday, as we were at the airport picking up our challenge winners, that they wanted me to get to LA earlier, if possible, on Sunday. My original flight was out at 8 p.m. because we were filming on Monday. I had a 5:45 a.m. call time.
And the race was on Sunday. Oh, wow. Okay.
We were supposed to film in June and it got pushed to July. So like I never went into it thinking, oh, I can make this happen. No, it was more like, this is the circumstance, you know, because of whatever reason, now I'm filming right after I'm doing this thing with Naked. And it's just, you got to figure it out best I can. So I'm talking to Jake and I'm like, I don't know if like, is there really going to be enough time for me to get to the airport to the 5 o'clock flight or 5:20 flight after Spartan? And he said, I think it's doable. And I was like, okay. So we changed my flight. I was going to get there earlier. Well, now here's where I started to get extra. I mean, there's a lot of other stress built in that was kind of out of my control. And it was just because of, you know, being a part of projects and things that there was nothing I could do to change any of the situations. Right. Mm-hmm. I just had to try and do my best to make it work. And as we're running, I'm watching, I had my Coros watch on and I'm watching, that wasn't a plug by the way, but people do ask what kind of watch I wear. It's a Coros. It's pretty cool. Coros. And so I'm watching our miles. So I know how far we are. I know about how much more we have left, and I can see how much time's gone by and what time it is. And it's getting dangerously close. We're about where we stay. We were in Huntsville, Utah, up at, and the race was at Snow Basin Resort. So we're at a ski resort. So you can imagine the steep hills we're climbing, right?
Right.
I'm looking at the time and I'm like, okay, shit, it's 2 o'clock. And not only are we trying to finish our race, we started at 10 a.m., a little after 10 a.m.
That's long.
Like 10:30, maybe by the time we started, 10:30, because I was doing some work with Spartan, some video stuff. And it was kind of part of us working together for that weekend. And we're out on the trail and there was something specific they wanted to film. And, you know, we get to this part, but they're not there yet. And, you know, it's going to take like 20 minutes for them to get there. And it's just more chaos is happening and we're running. And as this, all this is happening, time's still ticking. So we get to a point getting closer to the end. And for me to make, to get to the airport on time, I have to leave by 3:30. Oh. Now the resort was like 14 minutes from where we were staying. I'm covered in dirt. I'm disgusting. And
right. There's no way you can just go straight to the airport.
And now I'm in water and I'm mud. So I'm a little stressed. I'm like, I got to go. Like, I'm going to have to go back and probably go like this, like grab my bag. I had taken all my camera equipment because, you know, we decided we wanted to try and do a vlog. So I'm managing all that, got my bag, my computer in case we needed to do anything for the podcast. And I need to be to the airport, which is a 50-minute drive. So I'm extra stressed and trying my damnedest to control my emotions. That's all I
can have a myself. Full panic attack.
The whole time I just kept telling myself, control your emotions, control your emotions, control your emotions. Yeah. Because again, like I've discussed on the podcast with, you know, trying to get my hormones more balanced and, you know, all of that. That's just a whole nother
aspect. Yeah.
And like hurdle that can make things difficult if it wants to. And it was crazy. I mean, we're coming down the mountain. I'm looking at the time. I'm like, holy shit. Like, I gotta go. I don't know how I'm gonna make it. Yeah. I've got to go right now. We're trying to figure, and I'm trying to control my shit because we have our athlete. We have people there that are there from our challenge winners.
Right.
And, you know, it's completely out of our control. The time is what it is. It just, you know, it took a longer than we anticipated for it to take. And the race was actually longer distance wise than what we anticipated. Not, you know, maybe by like a mile and a half.
Yeah. And I was going to say, have you even eaten at this point?
Oh no. Oh yeah. Okay. So at this point,
I'm like, okay,
no, this, I did not, you guys 10. do not do what I did because I did not prepare the way that I should have. Now I'm not making excuses for myself, but I am saying I had a lot going on and I was trying to manage all of it the best that I could. So I woke up really early the day of the race. I, you know, got ready. I got a pretty good night's rest, which is I hadn't had in a while, in a few days. And then I was trying to get all the camera equipment put together. I was putting the GoPros together. I'm trying to have all that because we've got a vlog. And while this is happening, everyone's having some breakfast. Now I do need to eat in the morning. But I tend to feel really nauseous in the morning. And so what I can put down or what I eat is not,
it's not like a hearty breakfast. It's like light.
Yes. And I'm not someone too, that like wants to eat a lot before I go and do something right. like that. But what I should have done is been more prepared with quick carbs and goos and things like that. So I didn't prepare the best way. I had a piece of gluten-free toast with some avocado spread on it and a banana. And then I had a water with some element salt, LMNT. If you guys have ever tried that element, so you say it, it's really good. So I did have that. And then try to, you know, drink a ton of water on the, I guess not a ton, but they had water stations along the whole race, which was really great and very helpful. So drinking a lot of water, But now, you know, we're short on time. So I'm going, I've just done a Spartan race and I now have, I'm very short on time. Well, the reason they wanted me to get there earlier to LA on Saturday, when they were saying, I think we need to get here a little bit earlier, is because they were worried that my COVID results wouldn't
be back in time.
Yeah. And I had a 5:45 AM start time on Monday.
Oh, wow.
They wanted me to get there earlier in case I needed to go to one of the facilities there and do another test. Well, Saturday after we've figured it out and I've told Devin, yes, we can change my flight. I got my test results negative. I knew they were negative, but negative. And I'm like, okay. And I thought to myself, well, I don't need to leave earlier now. But at this point too, I thought, well, it's not gonna be the worst thing to get there a little earlier because I have a really early start time. It'll give me a chance to like get settled in my hotel room, go to the grocery, get some food or whatever, and not be just rushing from like literally rushing days in a row.
Right.
Except for that's exactly what happened. So as I'm trying to get to the airport and trying to handle all of that and trying to control my emotions, I'm literally holding back waterfall of tears.
Yeah.
And I finally called Devin and I was like, hey, I need you to try and see if you can get me back on that later flight. And I'm sitting in my car. I've got two girls in the truck. We're waiting for a couple other people from our group to get to the truck so we can head to the house. And so she was able to get me on the later flight.
Oh, good.
But up till this point, I'm in full
high stress.
I'm like,
yeah,
you know, if walls are coming in and I'm trying to like, you know, it's like a
wall. You've got your like challenge winners and you're like,
huh?
And I'm like, have a full emotional breakdown.
House is on fire. My bones hurt in my feet, the back of my knee. I'm soaking wet. I'm covered in dirt. And I'm like, it's that meme where the house is on fire and it goes, I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
So that all happened. We get back to the Airbnb. And I am at this point too, I think that I had a little bit of elevation sickness.
Yeah.
So I was, you know, very nauseous and I had a really bad headache. And I'm sure a lot of that too is just such high anxiety and stress also just takes a toll on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember sitting in the bathroom in my room on the floor, butt naked, just trying to put the pieces back together.
Sorry for laughing.
No, it's fine. It is because laughable.
I can see it. I can see it.
And,
yeah.
And the issue is, sorry, is like, I was also really struggling to find all the pieces. So I was in there for a while. It's like someone, you know, they threw the puzzle and... I'm checking in shoes, checking, you know, in the trash.
Yeah. Checking underneath things.
But I finally got in the shower and, you know, wow. Trying to get my hands, and it was really hard water. The place we were staying was awesome. By the way, you guys, if you've never been to Huntsville, Utah, I know. And I thought the same thing. I mean, why go there? There's so many little towns and places. Like for me, I think because I've just lived here not my whole life, but like grew up here. And when I'm in Salt Lake, you know, I go to Park City, go boarding there. I just always went snowboarding in Park City, but there is Snow Base and Powder Mountain, if any of you guys have ever heard of those places. But when we were driving to Huntsville, jaw dropping, beautiful.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah. In fact, when we were dropping down in, it reminded me a lot of what I saw when I was in Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
Just hills and cows and green and a big lake. And it was really beautiful. But I got my shit together. Everyone came over to our Airbnb. We were in the same like community.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake had ordered pizza. I'm upstairs. I'm up there for a while. I was in the shower just trying to wash my hair, like get the dirt and stuff out. I thought this is the day that it comes off. I put in so much conditioner trying to just be able to get my fingers through.
Oh no.
And then they ordered pizza. You know, I went down. I felt really terrible. I knew I needed to, you know, drink something, eat something. I got some more salts in me. And I had one piece of pizza. I didn't eat more than that because my costume that I wore for the movie, my stomach was very exposed.
Ah, got it.
So I really didn't want it to backfire because right. I knew that because of the day I'd had, I knew I was dehydrated. I knew that if I
just
went,
go in fully bloated.
Yeah. I knew. Yeah. And I was on my period. I just got off it. So I was on my period and dehydrated. And I knew that if I ate something like food that, you know, has probably a lot of extra sodium and like not healthy ingredients, not good for you ingredients in it, it really could backfire. And I could end up being really bloated and carrying a lot of water because on top of that, I had to get in an airplane and fly to LA.
Right.
So, but I did make it to LA. It was a long, hard day, but for the most part, majority of that day, I had a fantastic time. I mean, with everybody from our community, and it was hard, and it was hard for everybody, but every time we did an obstacle, every time someone completed it, we, you know, cheering, seeing people do things like they attempt and they fall and they attempt and they fall and they do it again. It was really cool. And that's the kind of stuff that we live for. And we really love about, you know, having a program and getting to do that with people.
Yeah.
Kind of like when you get your first pull up, you know, it really is, it's an accomplishment. It feels good to be able to succeed at that when you've been trying to do it, and it's hard.
Well, and I think a lot of people need to know this too. If you, the passion that you and Jake put into that program, I mean, this is not a plug, but I, even, who was the gal, was her name Katie?
That was here?
The one that had won the challenge before.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Katie and her family?
Yeah. She was there with us. She met us there.
Oh, see, I love that. And so I think that a lot of people think that, when people do these kinds of challenges or whatever, it's like, you guys kind of like just pop in and you're like, okay, cool. And then like leave, like you guys really enjoy getting to know these people, you know, and create friendships with these people. And I think a lot of people think that, I don't know, like I would think that somebody that's in charge of a program isn't really that invested in it. And they're just kind of like, cool, thanks for coming. Bye.
And there's so many,
too cool for you.
There's so many programs available out there. You know, like we talk about it a lot because it is a business and we put in a lot of time. And like Jake can say, they put in a lot of time, and you have a business or you go to work so that you can be successful. And, you know, hopefully when you're an entrepreneur, you want to do something that you do enjoy and you do love, and you want to build on it and create, but you got to pay bills. You got to put food on the table. You've got to, you got to think about all those things. So, you know, there are so many programs out there, and we are constantly trying to add more stuff to our app and to our program that gives more options to people, and not for more money, but for the same price, because what we have created and what the work that Jake has put in, and Sunny and myself, it really is incredible and hard. I mean, these are programs that work, and it's built by people that really do care. So we really love doing it. And it's always so fun to get to meet the people that have been following and doing it for a long time, and get to meet them in person and kind of see all these different backgrounds. Like all these different backgrounds, we have people that do our program because we have options for conventional, functional. It's not CrossFit. It's not just bodybuilding. It's not just weight. It's not just one thing. And so we have people that are like, they don't do CrossFit ever. Like that's not what they do, you know, but we have options for people that don't go to a functional training gym, you know, and that they are at a conventional gym and they like doing some of the Metcons. But as far as a lot of, you know, typical movements or exercises that I did through training for the CrossFit games, that's something they've never done, which also is very cool when those people, you know, learn something for the first time that they've never had interest in, but yet when they learn it and they do it and they, you know, succeed at it after trying, to see how excited they are, you know, it just opens up a lot of doors and options for people that doesn't keep you pigeonholed in one version of workout, you know, or training, which is really fun and exciting. But yeah, it was really fun and it was very hard. And, I was so drained. I was worried about what my energy level would be like for filming.
Right.
I was fine.
I'm sure you were. I feel like your endorphins start. Yeah. I'm just going to say your endorphins kick in and
you know, but I got to my hotel pretty late. Didn't sleep. I left the hotel at 5 in the morning, mm-hmm. and then did hair and makeup and got my costume on and saw, people that I was, you know, working with and I haven't seen in a long time. And it was a great day. And like, you know, surprise, I don't like saying stuff like this. Like, there's no reason for me to say it anyways, because it's for me, but I'll tell you, because it really, after like such a hard mentally and physically, like a few days, it just, you know, it's like when someone says something to you and it's like, you just made my whole day. Like by someone, you know, saying hello or complimenting you or something, it's like, well, you have no idea what you've just changed in my mind. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was like for me. I mean, the amount of definitely seeing people and interacting with people that were so excited to see me. And I was so happy to be there because I haven't seen them since the Justice League. That was really, fun and made me feel good. And it, you know, felt very uplifting, but also being around I was by myself. So being around a whole cast I've never met, you know, they've been working on this project for a long time and I've never met them. And the people were just really nice. And I got so many compliments.
Oh, I love that.
Which was just really great.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when you think that, you know, guys, I know you know this, but when you think you could look at someone and think they have it all together, or, you know, they too need, you know, some of those things that you need, you know, like compliments or just a hello or a look in their eye. Like, and that's why I try to think about that when I'm, you know, out and about in different areas and around people that I may not know, especially around people that I do know. Cause I know myself that a lot of people could look at me and think like, I don't, you know, I'm happy all the time and I don't need any of that. But truth is,
you do.
I do. I need it.
You do.
I need it.
Everybody needs it. Everybody needs it. You deserve it.
I was getting my hair done. She had to trim a weft. I was fine with it. Cause at that point I was like, hey, whatever you got to do, do it.
Well, so for those people out there that don't understand like what a weft is, it's basically like a hair sheet.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's sewn. And then, so it's almost like as if you've like cut the end of a seam.
Yep.
So if she just cut it, it's just going to unravel all the hair. Mm-hmm. On Brooke's head.
Yes.
So when you said that they cut it, I was like, oh no.
Yeah. And I wasn't, we filmed on Monday. The plan was, I was scheduled to film Monday, Tuesday. Well, I ended up being me and one other guy. We were wrapped. We were only there for this like one scene. So we were done because we got everything done that day that they thought would maybe take 2 days. Cause there's a lot of people, a lot of moving parts.
Sure.
You know, and you need everyone to hit their mark and do the acting, you know, and reacting in a really good way, good enough to say, we got it and move on. So we got all that done and I hadn't planned to wash my hair because I was going to come back the next morning and they needed my hair to be kind of dirty anyways. And then I didn't wash my hair because I got done late and I didn't know how the water quality was at my hotel. And I'm like, if it's bad, I'll be struggling in there. Cause I took a carry on. I didn't have like, you know,
all your product,
just extra tools to help me manage it.
Yeah.
And I still haven't washed it because that exact same thing. It's not going to be a very quick task. It's going to take a while to do it. Now, what I'm experiencing, just like you saw, when I took my ponytail out so you could see my hair and my pony also took hair out with it. I have forgotten until this moment that she cut a weft and that something's going to need to be done because I'm going to start just falling apart. It's like, if it's like the idea, I think I've seen this visual before. Like if I was just like held together by like a thread and someone cut it and I just started to just fall apart, like, right? Like my whole body.
Well, and I feel like a lot of our listeners, I mean, they know that we talk about our hair a lot, but let's be honest. And I'm speaking to the ladies because I am a lady. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that hair is probably important to a lot of people,
We're speaking to the men because you know, if you know a lady or you have a lady,
yeah,
or something about the lady,
or however like, you,
maybe and, you don't yeah. quite understand why yeah. they're so regardless freaked about their hair.
How you identify doesn't matter. Yeah. Hair is hair and it can make or break you.
it makes and breaks my mood like that.
It's like when I get my hair done and I take my, when they'll take them out to like redo them, I'm always like, oh no, like that's, it's such a difference. And people sit there and, but it, you really do identify yourself with your hair.
Dude, the whole time when I was on the movie set.
Yeah.
So many people, because my hair did look very cool.
I bet. Okay?
So many people were complimenting, like, is that all your hair? And because like, just when I did Wonder Woman in the Justice League, they added so much hair. I mean, I had long hair, right? When yeah. I was playing in Amazon. So in the way my hair was, which I had, so she basically, I went down for testing to do the try on for my costume. And they like, you sit with hair and makeup and they kind of know what they kind of want to do based on the vision of that scene and that character and what they're supposed to do. But then they work with you to create exactly what are we doing for you? What is your look? Right. So her name's Julie. She was so great. She starts playing with my hair. And that's the moment she realizes I have extensions. And I was like, oh yeah.
it's like a quick shame. Oh and yeah.
I had them on the movies too, you know, and so she was trying to find, you know, how are we going to get around? Like, how can we create what I'm thinking without them being a problem? Because if, instead of not having, she said, if I had tape in, she goes, we would have taken them out. And I'm like, oh. I don't know if you would have liked the, I don't know if you would have liked
what you had to work with.
Yeah. So fast forward, she had this idea and she goes, I went in, it was a completely different look than what we had tried before. And she said, but I feel really good about it. Okay. I'm like, hey, I told her, I was like, dude, I was so just emotionally drained and I was tired. And I was like, you know what? Just do what you got to do. And so she did, she pulled the front back almost like a little like poof type thing. Right. Uh-huh. And then she did two French braids down the back. And then to cover the weft of like being, so you wouldn't see it. And to create a mohawk.
Uh-huh.
Pulled my braids together, pulled them apart and then pulled them together and then pinned them together. So it was like
cool.
One thick, but it also kind of moved kind of crazy.
Yeah.
It was really cool. But people
thinking of like Lagatha.
Yeah.
And like Vikings or something. Yeah.
And the girl, so many people on set were like, is that your hair? Everyone, like even people who weren't cast, they were working. They were like in the production team. Or they're like, your hair, have you seen the back of your hair? And I'm like, I kept telling them, I was like, you know, I tried to look in the mirror. I couldn't really tell. They're like, you have to take a picture. Here, let me take a picture of it. You can look at it. But they kept saying, you know, a lot of people thought it was maybe a hair piece because that's what they do. You know, they yeah. give you more hair or whatever. And I was like, no, I'm like, well, it is, but I paid for it. So it is mine, but it's not mine.
Yeah. It's also attached to my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I got out, we wrapped. Was a one day thing. Got home yesterday, just felt pretty, you know, I'm still trying to recover, which it's weird because I don't feel great, but also I have a hard time feeling like I'm not just being lazy or making an excuse. It's hard for me to distinguish between was that all the stress and the running and the no sleep? I mean, obviously when I say it out loud, it's like, well, that's why you feel so shitty.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I was just going to say, listen to what you're saying.
But it's still hard for me to accept, almost like to not have it feel like I'm making an excuse. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But
I think you get that from your mother.
Probably.
your mom, I'll be there and your mom will be like, I'm just exhausted. I'm like, well, yeah. Have you seen what you've done all day?
I know, dude. I was tired. I was at the airport. I had flown from Burbank. And the only way, because I was leaving a day early, I was supposed to fly out to come home on Wednesday. Now I was coming home Tuesday. And I mean, this won't surprise you at all. I had Devin booked my flight from the 10:45 because she first was doing it at like the 9 o'clock. But I was like, ooh, like maybe let's do it a little bit later just so it gives me that time of like, because I was like, I'm tired. Like I thought I'd want to like sleep in and it'll give me time to like get up, you know, get a coffee or something and like get myself to the airport,
drop
my car off. This won't surprise you at all. But what's funny is when I called Devin to tell her what I did, she laughed. She goes, I knew you'd do that. I was up really early because I didn't sleep super great.
And then you wanted to get out of there.
Yep. So,
I tried
to stay in bed. Like I was wide awake. I woke up a couple times throughout the night but I'm wide awake at 6. What I do, I'm, you know, going through my email, clearing it out. I had signed into my Netflix account on the TV. So I'm trying to just like lounge and relax. But as I'm sitting there, it's like,
I know.
Like, what am I doing here?
I could be home right now.
Like I'm just sitting here. Yeah. And what bothered me too, is there wasn't a lot of great flight options getting me home. Like my flight was at 10:45 out of Burbank and I didn't get to St. George till after 5.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I was sitting there and I'm like, damn, should I just drive home? I get a rental car, drive home. So I started thinking, I was looking at the time and it was like, at this point it was probably, like 6:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And I was looking, and I'm going back and forth and I'm looking at different things like to make sure I don't change something like too soon before I see like the whole picture.
Yeah.
Because Devin had originally my flight on Wednesday was on American Airlines. I hate American Airlines.
Yeah.
And
talked about
it,
that.
But it flew me into St. George. Well, because I was leaving early, because my flight I now was done. I wasn't shooting for 2 full days. Devin had got me a flight and it flew me into Vegas, which is not a problem, except for the fact I just needed to make sure I had a ride home.
Yeah.
So then I knew what time I got in. You know, I call my mom. My sister can't come get me because that same day, like my other sister's out of town. My mom has my niece and just a lot of things are going on. So I'm like, okay, not a problem. I'm going to get a shuttle. So then I'm looking at the shuttle schedule. Well, the flight that got me in, it left at 10:45 and it got me into Vegas at it was like after 2, maybe close to 3 o'clock or something, mm-hmm. 2 something. I would have had to sit at the airport in Vegas for 2 hours before I could get on a shuttle because I was landing there right at the same time the other shuttle was leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh man, I don't want to sit at the airport for 2 hours in Vegas. So then I started looking, I was like, okay, well, if I got on then what time is it? I'm like, it's like 6:45. There's a 9 a.m. flight. It cost me like $40 to change my flight the difference was $40 the same day. So I changed my flight to the 9 a.m. Prior to this, because I didn't want to sit at the airport for 2 hours, I rented a car. So I had a rental car ready. It's one of those ones where it's free cancellation. You basically, you book it and you pay for it when you pick it up. So I booked a rental car. Cause I'm like, I'm just going to rent a car. I'm like, do I want to get a rental for, you know, like, $150 to a couple $100. Cause I have to return at a different airport. Or do I want to sit at the airport for 2 hours and then get on a shuttle? It's $40 and then get home really late. So I rented a car and then all of a sudden I was like, no. So then I changed my flight to the 9 a.m.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I changed my flight to the 9 a.m. I canceled my rental car and I was getting in now to the airport at 10 a.m. and there was a 10:50 shuttle. So I changed my flight, canceled my rental car and then bought the shuttle ticket. And I raced and I got in my car, put all my stuff in the car and I had and then I raced to the airport and LA traffic, you know, but I got to the airport with plenty of time, dropped off the rental car, got on the flight and got
you made home. It home at a decent time.
And I got home and as soon as my mom picked me up, because I had got into the airport and I was talking to Todd and I'm like getting ready to go out to the shuttle, go find it. And I'm telling him, I'm like, I just feel so bad. I feel like I've got pressure in my face, behind my eyes, and my stomach is sick. I got a snack to eat and I'm like, I just don't feel good. I'm like, and it just sucks. And he goes, it makes a lot of sense. You know, you had the Spartan on Sunday. You didn't sleep before that. And then you came here, you had a really early call time. You didn't sleep. And then you worked all day. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Well, now that you, it's like, it's almost as if someone else says it, it's okay. It's like, if someone else tells me like the reality of my situation like that, all of a sudden,
it's like you've been given permission to accept that it's okay that you're exhausted.
Yes.
It's weird. Most people would be exhausted after that. So it makes perfect sense.
And then my mom picked me up from the airport or from the shuttle stop. And I was trying to explain it to Todd. You know, my mom's talking to me and I'm texting Todd and I'm like, my mom's talking to me and it feels like I'm so tired that it feels like every time I have to respond to somebody, it's like they're sucking the life out of me. And I said, I don't know how else to describe how this feels, but I'm like, but that's kind of how it feels. And I was like, I'm literally at less, it's like, I'm your phone on less than 1%. Like we are playing with fire.
Right.
Like, yeah, I could shut off or I might actually surprise you with how much longer you can use me.
No, that's happened to me before. I mean, you know how I am, especially if I've had like a long weekend or something and like someone's talking to me, I'm just completely shut down.
You're like,
I can't make words. I can't like, it just happened. I remember it happened in the Vegas line with you and me. And you were like, oh, and I was like, you were just talking, and I was like, I can't even respond right now. I have no idea. And it happened when we were coming back from New Orleans because our friends, Carl and Lorna were so sweet. They let us, because remember we had to wait for that flight for so long. Uh-huh. We got to sit in the lounge. And Carl's sitting next to me and he's just talking a mile an hour. And he's like, hey, Jenny, you want to watch a movie with me? You can watch a movie. I'll set these headphones to, you know, so you can watch this with me. And like, do you want to pick something? And da, da, da. And I was like, and he goes, I'm sorry, am I bothering you? I'm like, Carl, you 100% are not bothering me. I just cannot respond right now. Yeah. Like I'm in no.
You're literally like, you're like no my, shape. You're like my, things aren't firing.
Correctly. They are not. They're just not working right now. And here's it's not how, you, it's me.
Dude, here's how crazy this is for me though. And you guys, this might give you just a small insight to like what I experience at nighttime sometime and why the majority of the time I can't like sleep. I'm exhausted. I mean, I'm literally in the car driving home and my mom cannot get me home fast enough. Okay. It is. I mean, every time she says something and talks to me and I'm responding, it's like I said, every ounce of life in me is being drained. It was just the weirdest. It's like the weirdest sensation. And I'm also trying to be very hyper aware too of like, it's very easy for me when I feel like that to just be be rude and not like intentionally. It's just I can't take it. And then you're like self-preservation and you turn into an asshole. So I'm like not doing that. And then all of a sudden I start getting really stressed out because I'm remembering that I didn't make my bed before I left. And
what?
Yes. I didn't make my bed before I left because I was in a big rush to trying to get out of town. I drove. So me, Jake and Sunny drove my truck up to Salt Lake and then they drove my truck home. So now I'm stressed because I'm telling myself like, okay, I'm so tired. I am drained. I need to relax. I need to like the rest of the day. Like don't let myself think I need to do anything productive. Lock myself away. And then I start remembering like, oh God, my room is probably a disaster. I told my mom, I'm like, mom, I'm going to go home and my room's a disaster. And now I'm going to have to clean my room. And she goes, it's not that bad. I went in there and I was like, yeah, but my bed isn't made. I got shit everywhere. And she goes, I would have, and I was like, and I have to wash my sheets. She goes, I would have washed your sheets. I was like, Mom, that's the thing. I wasn't going to ask you to clean my room or wash my sheets or make my bed.
It's so like, I'm an adult.
I'm dying. And like, I'm dying. And now all of a sudden I'm stressed because I'm thinking like, God, now I won't be able to relax in that environment. And it's my fault. I thought to myself when I left my house, like, I know this is a mess. When I come home, I'll handle it. I just don't have time to do it right now. You know, just trying to get things done. So tired, so stressed. I'm up in my room. I'm putting, like, trying to unpack, you know, I'm not great at unpacking. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna unpack. So I'm at this point where I have taken all my clothes off. I'm naked on the floor. I'm on the phone with Todd and I'm speaking to him on speakerphone and I have my feet up on my bed and I'm laying there and I'm talking to him and I go to like roll over on my belly to like search something on my phone. And my mom's standing in my doorway and she goes, she goes, are you FaceTiming? I just start laughing. I'm dying. Cause I'm just like, I'm literally a shell of myself, naked, dirty. You know,
well, I'm pretty sure you were making your bed at like 7 p.m. last night.
I was.
Yeah.
I know.
I thought it was funny.
It's just so funny how like that whole time, like all that I'm literally, it seems almost near impossible to get one more ounce of energy out of me. And then I start kind of trying to put my stuff away together so I can create a space where I can just chill.
I know it always trips me out.
And that quickly turns into, all of a sudden I'm like, all right, got to put this away. And now I've got, I'm going to go in my bathroom. I need a trash bag. And now I'm throwing stuff away in my bathroom. And then I'm in my room and I'm like, okay, well, I take the sheets off. And I'm like, you know what? I need to go to my storage unit and get my blanket, my duvet cover, my duvet from my bed in California, because this comforter my mom had bought, it shrunk in the dryer and it's been driving me nuts. So I get rid of that. And I'm doing all this. And I've been wanting to get a mattress topper for my bed because I haven't been, it's like, I wake up every morning and I know I have a cervical fusion. Okay. But I just hurt quite a bit. And I always remember your bed and I sleep really well in your bed and you have mm-hmm. a mattress topper and could never remember what kind it was. But so then I'm deciding, you know what, right now I'm going to call Home Depot. Do you guys have mattress topper?
You're literally just listening to you right now. Like, is stressing me out.
I know.
Like the amount of, yeah.
You guys, like, should I be medicating?
Like you're completely spinning out. I'm like listening to this whole thing. I'm like, whoa.
And I'm just explaining this.
Like, and this is just one evening of my life.
This is,
I'm sure people can relate.
And here's the thing too, at the rate that I'm telling you, like, and then this, and then this, and this, that's the reality. And I'm telling you it like that because that is what's going on in my head. It's like at one point, the wheels could fall off and I could fully explode in my head. And like, I could lose it. Like a puzzle that's just been thrown. Like you finish the puzzle and it looks so nice. And someone came in and just swiped it off the counter. Like that could be me. But also I could all of a sudden somehow direct all of that into getting something done. And now right. I'm like, okay, time to get it done.
Well, because now you've been productive.
Yep. And
I feel like we just had a therapy session.
Oh, you guys are wondering if I have ADD. Well, you are right. And didn't know I had it until I was diagnosed. Living with and just trying to manage it. I don't know.
You're doing great, babe. You're doing great.
And then you know what, since this whole podcast has turned into me just telling you my life story over, you know, this past couple of days in the best detail that I possibly can without, I can't wait till I can share more detail about the project I worked on. Cause it was really cool. And I tried to take a few pictures of myself in my costume. I just can't share those yet, but when I can, I will. But like getting in bed last night, it felt really good. I had cleaned my room. I went to my storage unit to get my other comforter and I brought one of my like rugs back into the rug that I had in my house, like the cowhide mm-hmm. rug. It's mm-hmm. small. And I was like, you know what? I could put that maybe down in front of my bed. So I brought that home. I brought my bedding home and once I started kind of cleaning things up, I kind of rearranged some stuff on my, like on my bedside table and my dresser. And I've had a lot of like mail and things like that, like taxes or, you know, going on. And I don't have an office. Like, I mean, I'm in the office right now, but I don't have a lot of space in the home where I would want to like have all of my shit. Like just like my parents or Gina or anyone who's an adult, you have bills, you have paperwork, you have a lot of things, and you find a place for them in your home. I don't want to start putting all my shit somewhere here because one, the possibility of me forgetting where it's at, very high. So it's all in my room. But I got in bed and I was like, ah, and I had taken some melatonin and I went to Costco and picked up a mattress topper and put it on my bed and put my bedding on there. And it was all comfy. And my dresser was all clean. And I vacuumed and my nightstand, I had my candle lit. And I was like, this feels good.
Yes.
After the weekend and the week that I've had. Okay. And then it got real for me through the night. And you know what it was? Night sweats, just sweating all night. And then it's like, just when you think it's good, it's not. So I wake up, I've been up a few times through the night, changed my shirt twice.
Oh my God.
Put a towel down, Gina. And when I got up this morning, I finally got out of bed at like a little after 6. Moved the towel and there was still a little round wet spot on my sheet. And I'm like, what is going on?
What is going on? Why are you sweating so bad?
I haven't had night sweats in a while. Not like that. Cause I also kind of had it when I was in LA, when I was in the hotel there. So then I'm telling Todd this morning and he feels bad. And I'm like, it's tough because like when someone is going through a lot of stuff that does suck, like not sleeping and trying to sleep all night. And it's just all these things that all you're trying to do is like take melatonin, relax, go to sleep. Cause that's what humans do. We sleep and we wake up and we try to be productive and that's not working. You know, he's like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, well, you know, I know it does suck. I don't know what's going on. It could be, I'm like, maybe it's the mattress topper. It's a Tempur-Pedic mattress topper. I got it from Costco. When I used to have a Tempur-Pedic mattress, I felt like I slept hot all the time and I already run hot.
They will hold heat.
Yes. But what was so hard for me to comprehend in the middle of the night is how much I was sweating, but I keep the temperature upstairs. I mean, that side of the house that my bedroom's on, it's hot here right now. It's St. George. Let's see. Just to give you an idea. I mean, I like the dry heat. Okay. I would take this over anything else any day of the week, but St. George, it's a high of 105 today. It's 98 degrees right now.
It's real hot.
Remember that band? 98 degrees.
Yeah. Do you remember? It's the CD that I gave my son.
Yes. Multiple times.
Yeah.
But I keep I drop the temperature down, like talking to my doctor, trying to do certain things to help me sleep. It's like, I need to sleep colder. So I dropped the temperature down. I think I had it down to 67. And at one point I'd moved it up to 68 because it's like, I was cold, but I was sweating. And so I don't know if it's the mattress topper. I'm going to try it again tonight.
That feels hormonal to me.
Well, it is hormonal, which is just weird because I just got did my labs and everything. And we did make some changes, but I'm trending in the right direction. And I have had times in the past, like last summer. I mean, I've had times where I was getting night sweats like that, like daily for like weeks at a time.
Yeah.
You know, and I haven't had that. So I'm like, well, either it is that I'm having night sweats or it is that for some reason that mattress is just making me really, really hot at night, the mattress topper. So I don't know what it is, but I'm going to, as much as I don't want to test it one more time because it sucks to not sleep well, I'm going to see what happens tonight.
Yeah. But I mean, I have one and I mean, I do get the nights, I get night sweats, but they're hormonal. Mm-hmm. And then the bamboo sheets help.
Yeah.
Cause they help keep it cool, but you've always slept fine in my bed.
Yeah.
So it should be fine. I think it's just probably just an accumulation of your crazy week and, you know,
I'm short. I'm short. Shorting out.
You're shorting out. you just need to go chill. You need to chill. All right. And we should wrap this up.
Yes, we definitely should. Hey, you guys, this was not an intervention for me because I'm very aware of all my issues and I'm working on them, but
this might be therapy for you. You can just get it all out, you know?
Yeah. Brooke's therapy
session. We should just thank the listeners for helping get you through this.
Yeah.
We appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much for being there.
Dude, maybe I should drink some tea or something. Chamomile tea.
I don't think that's going to do it. I think you need to be tranquilized. Somebody just needs to like hit you with a dart.
You got a dart in your neck.
You got a dart in your neck.
Best pull that out. God, so funny. Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
If you're still there, thank you for listening. Dude, they're on the other end like, oh my God, no wonder she got divorced. Who could handle that? No wonder. Oh my God. Now I'm just going to start being mean to myself.
Yeah. Don't do that.
I was going to say, no wonder she ended up back at home with her parents. Like,
no,
I don't think that. You guys, I am very capable of taking care of myself and people around me, but you know, sometimes no, actually, you know what? Everyone goes through shit. And, I guess I just enjoy sharing my shit with you guys in hopes that A, it can help you, or maybe I can share something I've tried that's worked that maybe would help you. Or also maybe all you need is someone to, you know,
relate
misery,
to.
Misery loves company.
Misery loves company. Absolutely.
I'm here for you. Hey, we're going through it together.
Oh my God.
All right, okay. But for real this time, thanks for listening or watching. If you took screenshots of my hair, burn them.
No, send them in.
If you did, send them in.
Send them in. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening. As Brooke said, don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating, 5-star warning.
And we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.